This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Steven.
Is that Rory?
That's Rory.
He's going to have a good few days, and then he'll choke on Sunday.
Wow. Dude, I don't think you know that's hard, right? Like, you think it's easy to win.
Oh, my gosh. You're so adorable.
You know, like, the Hall of Famers may win 20 times in, like, 400 events. You understand that, right?
Yeah, then why do you pick him to win all the time? I think the reason I laugh at it is because you pick Roy literally every major. And he hasn't come through for you in 10 years. You keep throwing your money away from him. You admit that it's hard.
Who are you going to? Okay. Who are you
going to? Kind of like our Julian.
We already did. You took.
I'm taking Shoffley.
Shoffley.
I'm going to probably go.
Only because you like saying his name. That's it. You have no
don't
idea.
Say that.
You have no idea how he's been golfing this year.
I don't care.
You just like saying.
Has he won a major?
Yeah, he's won.
Isn't he hot?
Three. He's won three.
Recently.
I mean, he's younger.
Exactly.
That's not how that works.
What do you mean? You gotta ride the hot hand, baby.
I'm going Oberg.
He won the PGA last year and the U.S. Open. He won two majors last year. Mm-hmm. I think my pick is good, and I get value. Rory's like, you get no juice on Rory. I don't understand why would you want to bet on him? He's got the second closest odds other than Scheffler, which is crazy to me. I don't understand why, but I'm getting the Schaff man at 2,000.
My longest shot. I've always been a fan of this guy, and I can't quit him. Tommy Fleetwood.
Does he ever win in the landslide?
Why? What is wrong with you today?
We're only in his dreams.
He's really good.
Yeah.
So what do you think about, you know, there's 12 LIV guys mm-hmm. that are playing. John Rahm's won it. Bryson DeChambeau's won it. Brooks Koepka won it.
But Koepka had a bad year last year, right?
Was it last
That's
year?
What our boy Arlo said. The year before that, he won it.
Okay, the year before that. Okay.
But our boy Arlo was like, hey, he's got to bounce back.
Yeah.
The Australians won LIV this past weekend.
Yes. Leishman. Mark Leishman and the Rippers.
Yeah, the Rippers.
Yeah.
Didgeridoo. Big couple of weekends for the Australians down here. Volkanovski main event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know as far as, like, golf. Yeah, it's not that easy. You make it sound like he's supposed to be winning. Like, you know what? Tiger won 25% of his tournaments, and that's all world. Maybe a little bit higher.
Okay, but he hasn't won one of the majors in 10 years.
Yeah.
Over 10 years.
That's how.
And he has the
second. Because you know why? You can't control how somebody else plays. You can play your best that weekend and not be good enough.
All right. You are looking a bit swole for cranking up that excuse machine, I got to tell you.
That's the reality of golf.
Okay.
But I don't know.
But like, do you think he deserves the second shortest odds?
It's like, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
In UFC and boxing,
mm-hmm.
especially in UFC, does the best fighter always win? Because sometimes you can get hit with a loose one.
Boom. It's rare, though. Normally, the person who's the best fighter wins.
Golf is not like that.
And normally, but also, once the run's over, it's over. And I just think for him, it might be over.
No, it's not even close to being over.
I think it might be.
Are you kidding me?
If you go 11 years without winning a championship.
Has it been 11 years?
11 years, dude.
And I'd still take him over half of the most.
I know, but it seems silly.
Why?
He's there's just no juice. Right. If it was plus 2,000 for Rory, okay. But like plus 650, it's not nothing. But the shot fan?
What's Tommy Fleetwood?
Let me see. Fleet. Where'd he go? I just had him. Plus 3,000.
Ooh. So the conditions are going to be a little.
And your boy Minwoo Lee, plus 4,000.
Oh, I like him. He's too erratic with the driver,
mm-hmm.
right? He just swings hard, really hard. But, I mean, and he's direct opposite of his sister. His sister's like even keel, professional. He's like wild one. Can't predict him.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock. Like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Hey.
Yep.
Luis Benito said it perfectly.
What?
We support your Julian Hill bets for the whole year.
Yeah, but again.
Ah!
But again,
the very beginning,
here's the thing. My Julian Hill bets are plus 2,000, plus 1,500 juice. You're singing every major we do this with Rory McIlroy. Every major we do this
so
with you.
So is Scottie Scheffler the favorite?
Yes.
Okay, where does Bryson DeChambeau? Bryson DeChambeau got to be up there, too.
He is plus 1,600.
Really?
Yep.
Must not be in good form.
It's not, but that's.
How about John
but plus
Rahm?
But plus 1,600 is top six.
John Rahm.
He's plus 1,400, which is the third shortest odds.
Yeah, I mean, you got.
That's what I'm saying. The odds are pretty good. But well, I don't understand.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Golf odds are better.
I know.
I mean. Like,
but Rory's
650 for like one of the plus best 650, to ever do it.
Plus 650, but you might as well throw it away because he's not going to win a major. I don't mean to dismiss his talent. He's very good, obviously.
Okay.
But he doesn't win majors anymore.
So
he's gonna see that green jacket come out.
Let's do
he's gonna get the quibbles.
Oh, do we are we gonna do a draft? Basketball draft?
I don't know. If you want to.
Yeah. Not today.
All right. Thursday? No, we got to do it tomorrow?
We got to do it tomorrow.
Okay. So we're what are we doing?
So we're going to draft five guys?
We
five
each
guys.
Get five guys?
Yeah.
So we each just what? Are we going to throw money on the Hard Rock app on it?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
We can do that.
All right.
All right. I got my $25.
Okay.
You got your $25. Boom, boom. We bet.
But then I got to keep track. I got to keep them all separate.
No, all you got to do is keep the final
score. What am I, your bookie?
No. You got to keep the final score.
Why don't you have the Hard Rock app?
I do. As we well know, me sending money to places is
point.
A little off right now.
Booze Marlin says, love MMA. Florida always seems to get mid-fight cards. It's a great card this weekend. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Volkanovski versus Diego Lopez. Chandler, Patty the Batty. I mean, like, that's a great 1-2 punch as it is. Pitbull versus Yair Rodriguez. Like, what are you, psycho? That's not entertaining enough for you? You got that wackadoo Bryce Mitchell, Thug Nasty, taking on Gene Silva.
Thug Nasty.
Who made fun of him by bringing a globe to the press conference because he's a flat earther. That's funny. Take a break. Back with more to this. Welcome back, everybody.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Cats on the ice tonight, 7 o'clock against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Puck drops at 7 o'clock from Amerant Bank Arena. Bob back between the pipes tonight. And Sasha Barkov back tonight for the Florida Panthers, according to Paul Maurice. The big news that we got out of practice or morning skate today is that Sam Bennett is going to miss the rest of the regular season, but Paul Maurice says they are just getting him a hundy for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a direct quote. It's not a direct quote.
I know it's not.
Paul Maurice would never say a hundy.
Every time you say it's a direct quote, chances are
it's not a direct quote.
I want to win tonight. I'm sick of losing. Sick of it, dude.
I mean, I'm more than sure they want to win, too.
Sick of it. Yeah, but the Cats usually are saving grace, you know? Like, when if no one's got me, the Cats got me.
They're hurt.
And I need – and Marchand, you know, don't be afraid to score your first goal tonight here, dude. A lot of talkie-talkie on that national television. Let's go.
You are insufferable.
You're doing your best Andrew Wiggins impression so far.
You're insufferable.
What do you mean?
You don't stop.
No, I'm just saying, like, what, you know, can we get a welcome to the Cats moment? Let's go.
He did. The overtime.
Puck in the net.
The overtime assist.
No. Less assisty-assisty, more shooty-shooty. Let's go.
I mean, that was a winning play.
It was a winning play. Okay. What was that, 2 weeks ago? And it took overtime? Let's go. Time to get going.
I would have been more impressed if the first seconds he got on ice, he got in a fight. That would have been cool.
Tired of waiting around here. It's time to get out there, make some things happen. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. You think I'm being unreasonable? 1 point is a Panther.
Do I think you're being unreasonable?
That's like asking this jerk spicy.
Spicy.
Of course you're being unreasonable. You are always unreasonable.
Why?
It's a mesh
unit.
I'm
not sending him to the Yotes.
It's a mesh unit, though.
Okay.
The coach said, I need to get everybody healthy.
Would think that's the perfect time to show your stripes. But apparently... he's just a cat, not a tiger.
Yeah, he's a panther. Isn't a panther a cat?
Big cat.
Okay.
Earn your stripes. We need you.
So
all this pomp and circumstance.
What do you think he's on
this
team to do?
Huh?
What do you think he's on this team to do?
More than 1 point.
No.
How many games you need?
So we're judging him on points. Same thing with Seth Jones.
Huh?
They
don't play the same position.
I understand that, but like, what do you expect from
everybody? Was like, oh, I can't wait. Marchand and Benny and Tkachuk,
they haven't played together.
Let's go already.
They haven't played together.
Ring, ring. Who's there?
They haven't played together.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to know something? While they're out here, pick your new teammates up, all right? This isn't pasta and them boys up there. We don't play those games down here in Florida. I know it's been like 10 years since you won a cup. Let's go. I need a welcome to the Cats moment.
Am I the only one that feels this way about you? Could somebody in the chat, is he insufferable? Like, he doesn't stop with the just unreasonable requests?
People seem to like me when I'm out and about. I don't know. At least when I'm boots on the ground.
You sure they know you're Tobin?
Hmm?
And Toby?
People definitely know that it's me.
Okay. All right.
You don't think tonight's the perfect? Okay, do you want me to be more positive? I'll be more positive since you.
You're so even soft. RVA Richie says you've been relentless today.
I don't think I have.
Like you have been. Okay, you have been?
I'll do it in a better tone since you. Brittany, do you feel like I'm being harsh on Marchand here? I mean, you booed too at a concert.
So you can't ask her.
What do you know? You don't know what
she booed Tua in the concert. Maybe she's clearly.
Have you booed Marchand yet?
No, I definitely haven't.
Okay, she hasn't booed Marchand yet. So I think, okay. Have I been too harsh?
No, I think it's reasonable to expect results from somebody.
Right.
With his pedigree, 1,000%.
Exactly, dude. He has a pedigree. Yeah,
but he's on a team. He's not an individual. Yeah. Like, I understand your expectations of Rory.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. It's only him. But Marchand's playing on a team.
I don't get you, dude. You know, you used to come up through the trenches of football, and mm-hmm. nobody ever gave you a pat on the back, you know? And you would get the hardest yards that there were to get in football.
Uh-huh.
And all I'm asking for uh-huh. every once in a while is take the pucky-pucky and put it in the goalie-goalie. Let's go.
Yeah, but it would be like judging my whole career only on touchdowns.
I'm not judging the only career, but like, let's go already.
Marshawn, can I get some points?
Can I get a welcome to the Cats moment? And not against Utah.
Now you complain.
Toronto,
dude. Now you complaining about the moment. Can I get one moment?
Can I get a moment? Can you give a welcome to the Cats moment tonight, Marchand? Okay, maybe I'll do it like this. You know what would be great tonight, guys? Could you imagine the storybook if we have tonight in a race for first place, Brad Marchand gets his first Panthers goal tonight. Is that better? Is that better?
Yes, but
is that softer for you?
But we know what you mean.
No, I mean, well, apparently I can't have my real feelings anymore.
No, it has nothing to do with my real. See, here's where we go. Like, do you do this with your wife?
What?
It's just like go off on apparently my feelings don't matter. Like
sometimes
say stuff like
You want to know when that happens?
When?
Like, if we're watching a show and she just takes off because I was, like, on a run of games that week, and she's like, oh, guess what? Watch the rest of White Lotus without you. I'm like, do my feelings not matter?
That
so, yeah, sometimes.
Is awful.
It is. It's wonder awful, though. It's so awful, but I can't look away.
I still haven't finished season one, and I've been watching it for, like, 20 years.
Oh. Yeah, you're kind of out on it then.
Yeah, season one is not good.
But like, if she watches Love Island episodes without me, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Do my feelings not matter?
I mean, me and my wife cannot watch TV together. Because
it's kind of like a sense of betrayal, I get it.
No, here's what she does.
Bingo.
My wife turns on the TV,
mm-hmm.
puts her whatever she wants to watch, Love Island or whatever, and she'll lay down. And she'll just let the episodes run and go to sleep.
Right.
So, like, yeah.
Smitha says it's because you watch shows made for children. Grow up, Gramps.
I don't watch shows made for children.
I don't watch shows made for children.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what shows.
What shows are you talking about?
I don't know.
Love Island is definitely not something that I can.
Love Island's a great show.
It ain't even PG.
Love Island's a great show. I can't wait for the next. It was a game changer this year on Peacock.
No.
Game changer.
No.
Can't wait for next season.
No.
They finally put up a fight against the Brits. Now, they did need to cheat and bring in some Brits. Especially that cheating dog, Aaron. Hate him.
Who?
You remember Aaron?
Who?
You know.
I know.
Exactly. That rat bastard.
Can I just say, though, you have been today.
Mm-hmm.
How can I put this? unreasonably just out there today.
I actually, can I be honest with you, and this is just me? I think you've been much less reasonable today than I have been. Let's be real about it.
Wait, no.
Can
never,
I just review?
Hold on.
No.
There is never been a show or a conversation that we have had with grown-ups in a room where somebody has said Tobin is being more reasonable than
Lee. No.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Segment one, you hose down the poor kid from Houston. Segment two, you hose down Spo.
I just said I wish you would have got a shot off.
Say what you want. You've been unreasonable.
You all also right? Hose down Slow-Mo.
You hose down Slow-Mo's head. Hosed him down, dude.
Then why did you show me that angle?
I was just saying, he has a great quote.
He has a really great quote. It's huge.
You wouldn't even listen to who the Dolphins mock draft.
I could read scripture off of that.
Okay, fine.
He continues hosing him down.
But you didn't even want to listen to who the Dolphins would draft just because it was a cornerback.
Yes.
You've been way more unreasonable than I have today.
No. Okay.
Because I want Marchand to score his first goal?
Am I reasonable? Am I being unreasonable for fully understanding what the Dolphins' issues have been? And you adding a player who only really and truly benefits if the guys that I want them to sign.
When did you score your first goal with the your first touchdown with the Vikings? How many games?
One.
Boom. See? Welcome to the Vikings, Leroy. Could you imagine if it took you seven games to score your first touchdown? They'd be like, who is this guy?
No, but I was always that guy to start with.
Well, whatever. You did your job. Marchand's sitting here like, oh, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be. All right, come on. 21 goals this year. Any Cats goals?
They've struggled to score.
I know. And it would be nice if Brad Marchand would put the biscuit in the basket.
Is that his job to be the lead scorer?
It's a job to do some scoring at some time. It would be nice.
Is he low-hanging fruit right now?
He's not low-hanging fruit.
Because it just seems like
I'm asking him to bear some fruit. I'm asking him to be roadside produce. Hey, you got some mangoes there, Marchand?
You don't like mangoes. You can't have them.
Yeah.
I can't have mango syrup. I can have mango-flavored things or cut-up mangoes. But I can't.
Wait, whoa.
I can't
yank
a mango from the stand.
So, mangoes. You can eat a mango.
Mm-hmm. But I can't, like, if I take it from the tree,
remember, he almost
the sap
died.
That comes out makes me look like Frankenstein. Unclean. Look, I'm going to support Marchand. I'm going to bet on him tonight to score a goal. But all I'm saying is, can I get a goal? I don't think that's unreasonable. Am I being an unreasonable rat bastard to ask the rat to score a goal? All that talky-talky coming in here. Pucky-pucky in the net. This has been Cat Talk. Brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The number one Kia deal in all of Florida. At Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment. We want to see you in Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com.
Why are you doing this today?
The comments are going crazy, by the way, Leroy.
Robbie's chiming in. Robbie says, Marchand is a Boston double agent.
Robbie was also at Tortuga. Do you think he also booed?
Mm.
No, he wouldn't.
Hmm.
I'm going to ask. Or I can just ask him right now. Robbie, what'd you do?
Leroy steals sandwiches from Pop. No, I don't.
You do.
Stealing is taking something that you don't pay for.
Dade South says you berated a Publix worker over mac and cheese. But who's unreasonable?
Also risotto balls, by the way.
Oh, no. That hobbit had it coming.
Mm. All right, dude. Mm. You called him a hobbit?
He also drove back.
He was. He looked like Wee Man. He looked like Wee Man.
Cool. Well,
not my fault.
Cool. Well, speaking of Wee Man, how about some risotto in the old goal tonight? Let's go.
Is Marchand Italian?
No, but he is tiny.
He is tiny, except for that schnoz. Looks like Snuffleupagus up in here. Hello, bird.
Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Miami Heat get themselves a win yesterday over the Philadelphia 76ers, 117-105. Duncan Robinson with 21 points. He was 5 of 6 from downtown. No Bam Adebayo yesterday. He was out with some back spasms.
With some shades.
He was, yeah. He was wearing the shades indoors.
Yeah. Too cool for school.
Too cool for school all of a sudden, huh? Mm-hmm. Khalil Ware with 19 points, 17 rebounds, one steal, one block. Spo wanted 8 more.
Hmm.
I really, like, I got to tell, can I tell you something, though? This Adam Simon, Heat general manager, grand slam this year with the picks, huh? Got himself
Pella and Khalil. Yep,
that's a draft class right there. That is a draft class home run.
So UD was undrafted.
Yes,
that was the same year D Wade came in.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. Can we think of two?
I mean, Justice and Jay Rich weren't bad.
Not like this.
Not like this, though. Not like this. They were solid players, but
I would say that Spo went had more confidence in those two guys than he had in these two.
I would agree. Especially, I would think Justice right off the bat, Jay Rich a little bit later on once he got his shooting
Didn't
together.
Didn't Justice say he had Winslow?
He did say culture. That the next year. He told us that. Yeah, he says I have my own Winslow culture. He had some tough times off the court.
I mean, I would say this. Precious is still going strong, right?
He's going.
Yeah,
he's going.
I mean, Winslow disappeared.
Yes, Winslow disappeared. Had a lot of injury issues. Had some off the court stuff that he thought deterred him a little bit as well. But this Adam Simon, dude. Wow. And Jovic, dude. Oh, I miss him so much.
Jovic was 2 years ago?
Yep.
All right.
He's going to be 22 this summer.
Yeah.
Jaime. I don't know. I got to be honest with you, if I'm honest.
He came out the gate, like, with the coaching staff and the time, and everybody was giving him the full, you know. And then this year, just kind
of. I was ready to send him to the Yotes start of the fourth quarter yesterday.
What are your Yotes?
You know what I mean.
I thought it was hockey.
It is, but that's where I banish people, is to the Yotes. I was ready to send him to the Yotes.
That's like
when he hit side of the backboard, I was like.
You know, that happens more than you think.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And especially, you know, it doesn't happen on your fourth one. Usually you get closer.
On your fourth try.
Now, in fairness, he came back and hit a big one after that. But he stopped doing the corner. He went from the wing.
You know there's other people on the court jumping around in front of him, right?
Not that time.
I don't
time.
Know why you think.
No, his number one defender was.
They like, do you understand there's defenders on
nobody,
the other side?
I want you to know something. Nobody ever guards him shooting a three. He's like, oh, he's got it.
They guard Bam more.
Leave it. Oh, pff, what? You kidding me?
Has Bam made 100 threes?
No, I think he's around 70. I think.
He shot over 200, though.
He has shot over 200. I'm very proud of him this year.
Yep.
I challenged him. You said I was greedy. Another thing you said I was unreasonable about.
I just said I wanted to see 100. I want baby steps.
Took a leap.
Yep.
He took a leap. And he's actually been shooting, because I think I see a wider base. But he's been shooting a lot more attempts. 73 threes this year for Bam Adebayo. 15 last year.
Dude.
What? Why? I don't understand, man. What's the problem? You need a break from me or something?
No. Periodically, do you hear yourself? And you go, wow.
You see this guy yesterday that was at the game? You know who he, you understand? You know who this guy is? This Ashton Hall?
No.
You ever hear of him?
No. Who is it?
You know who he is, J-Fig? The morning routine guy?
So that was going to be my damage, actually.
Oh, the guy that the dude that does all that stuff.
Like, yeah, dunks his face in the water.
20 steps
and
yes.
Expensive water and
yeah. The Saratoga water. He was at the
Is
game
that water
yesterday.
From Saratoga?
I assume so.
Only Saratoga I know is the track.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would assume it is.
Saratoga? New York, right?
New York, upstate New York, yeah.
So, fancy water from...
I guess so.
I mean, how can it be more fancier than Evian?
Yeah, Evian French. Really like was the fancy water. How did Fiji take them over? And now it's Saratoga?
Saratoga's the most expensive because it comes in a cool blue bottle.
It does come in a cool blue bottle.
What about Liquid Death?
That comes in a can.
I like that one.
That's PJ really? Tucker's water.
Yeah.
It's water in a can.
She just likes it because it's Liquid Death. Yeah. But I thought his deal is like early to bed, early to rise. Like he was at a Heat game last night. So is he a phony?
So that's funny because someone on Twitter put, I thought he was in bed at 7:20 every night. So you're telling me he's a liar. He's fraudulent. What is he doing courtside?
He ain't got that body to be getting up, going to sleep at 7:20. Every once in a while, you got to lube that body up and take it out into the wild.
Got to take it for a spin.
Yeah. What you talking about? Look. Yeah. He ain't fooling me.
The Heat just called.
7:20 Pacific time.
Well.
You listen. Let me tell you something.
The Heat called him out. They put 9:34 p.m.
I love
when,
it.
When Astron assembles... You throw away all your little life stuff, right? You go to a Heat game, head is on a swivel.
Was this guy famous before that bit, or that is like the thing that blew him up?
I have never seen him in my life. Don't ask me. I don't know. I'm also not familiar with.
But I don't know every creator. I also there's a lot of creators. I'm old and washed, so I don't know.
I don't know any YouTubers. I don't know any TikTokers. So. For me, this man was born yesterday.
I just finally figured out who the hell Drewski was.
You just...
Or what about the guy jumping over cars?
Speed.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah,
I've
speed's
also
a big
seen
deal.
Three guys tried to jump over cars and didn't work out.
All
the time.
Not everyone's going to be is going to be that successful.
The routine
successful.
Made him famous. Like the routine. Listen, you know what I noticed about that routine? You don't have a girlfriend.
Is that his girlfriend or is that like his assistant?
I'm just saying, you don't have a girlfriend if that's your routine.
The only
7:20.
But the part of the only thing that made the bit famous was dunking the face in the water, right? Like that's the thing that made the bit.
All the stuff that he was actually doing.
I think it was just like the odd times of him
right.
being ready.
It was very early according to
very
him.
Early,
I mean, he could have been
it
shooting
was
that.
Like he said 3:30 p.m. he wakes up and then 3:34.
Let me tell you something.
Flashing water.
As somebody who used,
like, it's very specific.
I could tell you somebody who used to get up at 3:30 in the morning every single day. He's a liar, dude. Hey. Nobody wakes up at 3:30 in the morning doing that.
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
No.
It is not possible.
Morning show.
It doesn't matter if I went to bed at 6 p.m. You do not wake up like that. At 3:30 in the morning.
Cranky. I say, let's ask Julie Guy and Tamar
you,
G.
No, she asked me. She said, hey, you want to come in and do a show with me? I'm like, no.
Get out of here, dude. I did the morning
Maybe
show.
Joe Rose does that every morning.
Yeah, and Joe Rose is not dunking his face in waters and lemons.
No, he's dunking
you know why?
In Duncan.
Hmm?
Sorry.
There's not a bowl big enough. You need an ice chest. That look at the melon on that guy. What are you talking about? He have to get two bottles of that expensive water to get his whole head in there.
I just don't like nobody could wake up like that at 3:30. So I'm not surprised he's a liar.
And
now
and
credit to him. Like I'm happy for like it's not like a Mike White thing. Like I'm happy for his success. Like I, you know, good
enough.
For him. But nobody wakes up like that at 3:30. 6:30. Fine. 5:30, fine. There's a line, Jennifer. And I'm telling you right now.
I know there's a line.
There's a line. And the line is right there at 4:45. That is the time I will allow. Like when The Rock tried to do this, he would do this all the time. And I would be up before The Rock. And he'd be like, look at me, everybody on Instagram. I'm up at 4:20. And I was like, pushing it, Dwayne.
You're pushing it.
He's
man.
Pushing it.
I'm telling 4:45
a.m. is the earliest. You could be one of these wackadoos who's actually getting up and attacking the day. Because if you're doing it any other time, that's not necessary for your job. Anybody who's doing that for their job is not waking up like that. They're a liar. I did it for 10 years, and I never dunked my face in Saratoga water.
I'm telling you right
what
now.
If, what if he just filmed this whole video?
I get up in the morning. The whole time. When you get up that early, let me tell you what your schedule looks like. You get up, brush your teeth, get some clothes, and you figure out how late can I get up to get to work on time. Right? That's what you're figuring out. Not how many push-ups, not how many. Because I have worked it out to a T where I could get up at 4:45, be out of the door at 5:15, and get to the studio at 10 to 6.
Jay Gatto says he sells the routine for $1,500. I think he said it in one of his videos. People buy that. Nobody's buying that.
Wait, what?
Nobody's buying that. He maybe got $1,500 from Elon Musk for putting it on Twitter, but he did not. He's not. Nobody's buying it. First of all, he put his routine on there for free. Like, what does anybody need the routine for?
People are buying that.
That's what Jay Gatto's saying. And now he's been exposed as a liar. Watching Heat Sixers.
People are ridiculous.
Well, that's what show you what kind of popularity he has. He wasn't at Heat Lakers. He was at Heat Sixers.
Not the Sixers. Quentin Grimes Sixers.
But you know, like, you know when the big games come into town and they go through the crowd and you get some famous people.
Take a break. Back after this.